These are the Barah Ministries announcements for December 23rd, 2018. Mark your calendars, no face-to-face teaching next week, December 30th. Rick, take the day off, would you? All right, mark your calendars. December 30th lesson recording session will be Thursday night, December 27th at 6:30 p.m. until 8. 6:30 p.m. until 8. Amazon Smile, don't forget to sign up for Amazon Smile. If you're buying things from Amazon, you can get to a site they have called Amazon Smile. Designate Barah Ministries as your charity of choice, and every time you buy anything, a portion of your purchase will be donated to Barah Ministries. That's a great program. There's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app and use it. All Barah Ministries all the time, especially in your car. There's typically a lot of dead time in the car. Instead of flipping people off on the road, you can be listening to Barah Ministries. It's an awesome thing. Prayer power right after the service. We'll get together and pray together. A congregation that prays together stays together. All right, so because of the Christmas service, we're going to have the offering in the announcement section. So just remember that this is the last opportunity that you'll have, at least for the resident congregation here face-to-face, to make a contribution by the end of the year. You can always make contributions on the website through PayPal and on the app through PayPal as well. But let's welcome up Deacon Denny Goodall and hear his offering message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Denny Goodall, and I'm proud to be a deacon for Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church where real people come to listen to a real pastor tell real truths. And now that I'm a parent, you start to look at certain activities through a different lens. It's like Thanksgiving and Christmas, especially with Santa. And Santa takes such a front and center approach to this world we live in, you know, right after, not even before you've even had turkey, you start seeing Santa stuff and Christmas trees and everything. And it just inundates us every day. So I saw this thing online the other day. I was looking through jokes, and I thought it was very appropriate, especially for children. So this is really goes out to all the children in each one of us, but especially to the kids going through Christmas this year. It's Jesus versus Santa. Santa lives at the North Pole. Jesus lives everywhere. Santa rides in a sleigh. Jesus rides on the wind and walks on water. Santa comes out once a year. Jesus is an ever-present help. Santa fills your stockings with goodies, but Jesus supplies all our needs. Santa comes down your chimney uninvited. Jesus stands at your door and knocks and then enters your heart. Jesus, you have to stand in line to see Santa. Jesus is as close as the mention of his name. Santa lets you sit on his lap. Jesus lets you rest in his arms. Santa doesn't know your name. All he can say is, "Hey, little boy or girl, what's your name?" Jesus knew your name before we did. Not only does he know our name, he knows our address, he knows our history, he knows our future, he even knows how many hairs are on our heads. Santa has a belly like a bowl of jelly. Jesus has a heart full of love. All Santa can offer is ho, ho, ho. Jesus offers health, help, and hope. Santa says, "You better not cry." Jesus says, "Cast all your cares on me, for I care for you." Santa's little helpers make toys. Jesus makes new life, mends wounded hearts, repairs broken homes, and builds mansions in our souls. Santa may make you chuckle, but Jesus gives you joy that is your strength. While Santa puts gifts under your tree, Jesus becomes our gift and died on the tree. It's obvious there is really no comparison. We need to remember who Christmas is all about. We need to put Christ back in Christmas, and Jesus is still the reason for the season. Yes, Jesus is better. He's even better than Santa. So that was the end of it. But as I end, I had a funny thought about the wise men that showed up when Jesus was born that night in a manger that nobody wanted to give him room to stay in. And I thought about the wise men. You know, they showed up, and this is essentially his birthday and Christmas, and they brought one gift. Just one gift. And it was frankincense, myrrh. Who brings that for a little baby? That's no fun, right? So in the offering, like, what are you going to bring? Are you going to bring it? Are you going to bring as much as you can, like this is a birthday and Christmas? Or is it just a birthday? And I had another funny thought that was, you know, what if it was three wise women instead of wise men? Because, you know, they would ask for directions. They would have showed up on time. They would help deliver the baby. They probably would have brought a casserole that would be cooking along the way. And, you know, most of all, they would have brought some disposable diapers instead of some sparangano or sparangana, and the poor little guy's wrapped up in a trough. And so the point of the jokes is just that, you know, make this your first roots. Make this your first thought each day. Make this full time, and everything else falls in line. Truly, it does. And we're very thankful at the end of the year for all the giving. We've had much more giving this year than in past years, and I kind of take full credit for that. So it's really a good thing. No, we know it's the Lord, and we know it's His grace. And I jest and I joke, but truly, it's, you know, happy birthday, Jesus, and we're so thankful. So thank you very much. And I forgot my verse. Again, I got so wrapped up. But so Jesus, a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government of all the universe will rest on His shoulders, not our shoulders. And His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. That's awesome. You know, way better than Santa. So thank you.
So thank you, Deacon Denny, for that excellent offering message. We had a few technical difficulties today, so sorry for the late start, but it was very much worth the wait to hear that stunning comparison between Santa Claus and Jesus Christ. And of course, we know as believers in Christ, there is no comparison. So these are the announcements, the Brahm Ministry announcements for December 23rd, 2018, and now we get on to the lesson.